AM 1000 KCEO Vista. Stay tuned now for the Mind, Body, Spirit Show, brought to you by Dr. Sarah Young and Associates.
All these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory?
An expert on what's forever for. This is unfortunately not going to last forever. This is the last evening that we will spend with Moon Moon Ron, but he is definitely the authority on forever. And we've talked about our forever light. We've talked about our forever lovers. Are there any other forevers that we're going to talk about tonight as well?
Well, Sarah, essentially tonight is dedicated to forever.
Oh, okay.
This is tape number 10 of our series, so consequently I have brought some material here that was previously confidential, and I'm going to share with you probably some of the greatest things you've ever heard in your life, because these actually are how the civilization that I am originally from is put together. In other words, this is how a true civilization is put together. These are the ideas and thoughts that make it up. So we're going to be going into that in just a little bit.
Now, the other thing that they need to know is if they did miss any part of the series, they can purchase the series and they'll have those forever to listen to.
Absolutely. That's the idea of this behind. Everything we're doing right now is a very magnificent plan which has been in existence for a long time, and we're just simply fulfilling it. Basically, for those who are not familiar with me, I am a psychic channel and a healer. I've been doing it for 11 years. As such, I have three magnificent beings who channel to me, and they also essentially turn me into a healer. But I've also realized that this is my first lifetime, and essentially I came from the civilization where the beings who channel to me are from. So I'm remembering who I am, so to speak. One of the things I wanted to share with you, in the world there's a great number of workshops and seminars that you can attend. And this is sort of the way that I began to feel before the channeling started. I began to feel that the workshops were something like this. And these are all jokes, so we'll make that very clear to begin with. This is a joke. The first workshop you might be interested in is called Guilt Without Sex. The second one is called Holding Your Child's Attention Through Fear and Guilt. Now, I particularly like this title. It's called Dealing with Post-Self-Realization Depression. Now, there's another interesting self-improvement workshop. It's called How to Overcome Self-Doubt Through Pretense and Ostentation. Then, of course, there are certain business career workshops you may be interested in. One I particularly think is very good is I Made $100 in Real Estate.
Oh, God.
There's so much truth in that as such. Then there's another workshop which is entitled Underachiever's Guide to Very Small Business Opportunities. Then there's what is called Tax Shelters for the Indigent. Then, of course, there is a workshop in home economics. And a lot of people who've gone into business for themselves know this one. It's called How You Can Convert Your Family Room into a Garage. And then, of course, in health and fitness, we have a very wonderful workshop called Tap Dance Your Way to Social Ridicule.
Are you sure you haven't taught any of those now?
No. But I brought those just as an idea of some of the things that seem to be in the world. In other words, you want a workshop to make yourself go forward, but it seems like these are the kind that are actually out there in some ways. So I had gone to a great number of those. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you right now something which was channeled in, which has been confidential except to maybe five people out of the several thousand that are connected to me up until this time. Because we've talked a great deal about the wrongness of the world, and I'm going to go into that a little bit in a little while as well. But I'm going to tell you about the rightness of the civilization which exists outside of the world, which is where all the messages are coming from. Because everything is essentially based upon thought. Everything comes from thought or concepts. So therefore, if you have the right thoughts or ideas from the beginning for the formulation, then your civilization can go on forever. The world is not designed to go on forever, I can assure you.
We keep waiting for it to self-destruct any second.
In a manner of speaking. So anyway, this is the thoughts and ideas, and I'll be sharing more of these with you. But this is how a forever civilization, which at current time is probably in excess of 40 trillion years old, with beings who do not die but just simply live forever. And as I've said, many of the beings who are in the world are from that civilization, and they're here through no fault of their own, and I am here specifically to bring them back and get them back to the glory that they once had. We're bringing them back not to their potential, but just simply to what they truly are, which is so far beyond the concept of potential that it's unbelievable. So let me read this. In the civilization, everyone is in love with everyone else forever. The magnificence of everyone is magnified by everyone else. The glory of the light is everywhere. The light of every living thing is amplified by the light of everyone else. The love of everyone is amplified by the love of everyone else. The artistic ability of everyone is amplified by the artistic ability of everyone else. The intelligence of everyone is amplified by the intelligence of everyone else. The musical talent of everyone is amplified by the musical talent of everyone else. The glory of everyone is amplified by the glory of everyone else. The beauty of everyone is amplified by the beauty of everyone else. The joy and happiness of everyone is amplified by the joy and happiness of everyone else. All qualities of life itself that one can experience are amplified in direct proportion to the number of individuals experiencing them. As the civilization itself is made up of individuals experiencing these things, and as each one of the things experienced is a thing unto itself, it is then capable of experiencing all things as well. And as the sun is the keeper of all light to shine through the civilization and illuminate it, and as there are many suns, and they are things unto themselves as well, and the moon is the keeper of all light to illuminate the darkness, and as there are many moons, and each one of them is a thing unto itself, and as there are stars, and they are keepers of light to decorate the sky, and there is day, and there is night, and they are there to denote the passage of the civilization in a way that can be noted by all. And as there are planets, and they are masses of land to be lived upon, and on them are trees and flowers, grass and mountains, rivers and oceans, waterfalls and rock formations, rolling hills and flatland. And as each one of these things is there to grace the planet and make it more beautiful, and there are glorious homes for everyone to live in, and there are computers to do everything, and there is furniture in these homes of every style, and the homes themselves are divided into many rooms, and these rooms are supplied by energy created by the computers. And anything that one could ever possibly want is provided by these computers. For there are clothes to wear supplied by the computers, and there is food to eat supplied by the computers. And as everything, including the computers, is a thing unto itself, and everything is run by a giant computer, which is a thing unto itself as well, there is unending happiness. For everything fully realizes that not only is it free to be as happy as it could possibly be, but because it is a part of everything, and even that everything is a part of itself, that its happiness only increases with the happiness of others, and everything is fully capable of feeling what everything else is feeling, and thus the happiness is amplified that much more. The love of everything for everything else is amplified that much more, and thus the civilization itself, with all its residents, goes happily on forever. I've had this now for probably about 4 to 5 years. Mm. I've shared it with very few people. But it's on this particular tape for a reason. As I've told you, we're going to go nationwide. You are a very important part of this. Now, I want to read you another little poem that was channeled in. This is called Thanks for the Memories.
Okay.
And this deals with the world and the realities of the world. And it goes like this. Because we're going back and forth in a form of contrast at this time. That's essentially it. I'm going to tell you something,
the good news and the bad news.
Something about the world. I'll tell you something about the wonderful civilization and how the thoughts and ideas come forth. Because this is meant to be something that someone will play over and over again. This is going to be our special tape. This is the one that people will want above all other tapes.
That was so beautiful. I want to hear that again.
Absolutely. And you will. Just listen to the tape. You'll be able to hear it 1,000-fold. Anyway, this is called Thanks for the Memories, and it goes like this. Because this deals with the idea that the spiritual beings have seen the light and understand what is about to happen with their freedom. And this is how it goes. Thanks for the memories of love and death combined. A trip through the mind. And slavery for all. Oh God, we had a ball. Thanks for the memories of lessons so well learned and people who couldn't earn. Thank you very well for making us William Tell and letting us maim others. And know the feeling of letting down brothers. Thank you all. We truly had a ball. Thanks for the memories of drinking wine till dawn, of teaching us to yawn. Thank you very well for our little trip through hell. We learned our lessons well. We won't be back again. Because we know now that we can get along without you very well. And so now it's time to destroy all hell. Thanks for the memories of hurting others with no excuse, of teaching us all about abuse. Thank you very well for all the stories we can tell. Thank you very much indeed for teaching us all about greed and lies and sin and other things that kill the spirit in each and every one. Thank you, everyone, for all this and giving us words like shoot and hurt and hiss. Oh, thank you, everyone, for all those words of cheer like pop, wine, champagne, and beer. At least we forget, thank you for all those drugs that made us feel so evil and downright rank. And thank you so very much for giving us those bodies that stank. And thank you one and all for every sin you gave in the name of family and grace to lead us to the grave. Thank you for all those things and for giving us those wedding rings. And even now you seek to destroy us here with your own special brand of cheer. Thank you for the memories indeed and for showing us what it's like to have a seed. Thank you for the logic and other discombobulations of mind. Thank you for giving us the soul, which we could never find. Yes, thank you for all those things. You said we had it made in a world where everything was possible, but the only thing that was here was hate and fear. You lied to us one and all and said we'd have a ball. But all the lies were in vain indeed, for now we sit and write for you to read. The illusion is long gone now forever, and never shall it dampen our door again. Watch us now as we destroy with ease what you labored so long and hard to please. Thanks for the memories of hate and lies and greed and sin, and for giving us a chance to do it over and over again. Thank you for all those other things as well that made our life a living hell. If you think you're going to recoup your losses so that someday you can once again be our bosses, well, you'd better think again, my friend. For you, this is the end. For even now we destroy everything we touch that once harmed us so very much. And soon you will find out very well that we are just too much. To all would-be killers of what we as true spirits would be, we are just reality. And we want you to realize one thing. We have already seen what you are. And you're only that one thing. You don't even know what we are. You truly don't. You see? For we're not interested in those things you prize so highly. And so now as I close this poem of might indeed, that was written for those that remain, just realize there is no way in the world that we're going to lose this game. This was also channeled in about 3 or 4 years ago. And basically the whole idea is that we are saying as spiritual beings, we are waking up The world is not for us. There's no way in the world that we're not going to have it be our way as time goes on, because kindness, gentleness, sweetness will indeed win out, because it's the nature of the spiritual being. It could never be taught. It could never be learned. The spiritual being just needs to be uncovered. Now, one of my great joys is singing.
Yes. You're very good at that, yeah.
Well, thank you. One of these days, perhaps, you can have one of my tapes on your show.
I would love that.
Because I have to record it first. But in singing, what is singing really all about? In other words, what is the feeling? You see, bodies, for the most part, like to get on stage and get a great deal of approbation. In other words, they're alive when someone's applauding for them, instead of the joy and the beauty of the singing itself and the feeling.
See, well, that's the best part.
See, spiritual beings back in our civilization can sing to each other, and what occurs is that they feel each other so totally, there's no need for applause. Because there is the total feeling that the other person has completely gotten what you sang, or even what you played on the piano. See? Anyway, singing, this was channeled in as well. And we're just giving you the idea with these words and the way they're put together of how a magnificent civilization thinks. In other words, this is how you think as a fully realized divine being. These are the qualities that make you up. Singing. There is a reason to sing. In fact, there are many of them. The best reason to sing is to express the wonderfulness you feel in your heart center. It could be because you totally love someone in the sexual way, or it could be because you are loved by someone else in the sexual way, and that makes you love them even more. It also could be because you have such great love in your heart center for every living thing and the civilization itself. Singing is the focusing of all that you are on the grandness of each individual word in such a way as to make that word come alive and become something unto itself, even to the point of living forever to glorify everything else in the civilization by its presence. Singing can also be what is known as construed as the best way to express throughout the civilization itself. Because the combination of rhythm, what are known as vocal tones, and the so-called intention of the singer himself or herself, go what you might call all out to put even more wonderfulness, what you might call everywhere. Singing can also be done in front of small or large groups, the purpose for which is to make everyone there feel all the wonderfulness that the words of the song are about, with each one being able to feel the so-called impact of each individual word to such an extent that the glory of each word literally echoes within the heart center of every person listening. Even more wonderful than this is the very special feeling of singing to your one true love, your forever lover, and letting her or him experience all of everything you are putting into your words in such a way that they absolutely feel everything you feel for them. And on top of that, they then send it back to you so that it is as though you are singing to who you are, but through your lover's eyes and hers or his special viewpoints, so that you feel that you are being sung to as well. Thus you are the singer and the singee. On top of that, when you sing what's called duet, you feel all the same things as when you sing singly, but with the added thing that now both you and your beloved are both feeling the double effect of singing and being sung to. Thus you are singing and being sung to at the same time. You can also sing with several others, and this is normally done with songs which express love for all the things in the civilization itself. Songs can also be sung to express love to your children, and to glorify the older ones called parents, and to express love to your special friends. Singing is all things, and all things are singing, for it is the expression of words with both harmony and vibration in rhythmic patterns to both gladden the heart center and enrich the overall spirit. And that's what singing really is. Let the world take note.
Wow, it's certainly not the kind of stuff you hear on the on the acid rock stations these days, or what? I don't know. Can't even keep up with the terms anymore. Andy would know all these. What do they call it? They've gotten away from acid rock now. They're into what?
Well, acid is still the name of a. There's music that is called acid music.
Yeah,
it's acid house, and there's a million kinds of music out there right now.
But they're kind of scary, aren't they? I mean.
Well, that all depends on your opinion of what is scary, you know?
Just the sounds are scary.
What we're looking for primarily is, what is the motivation for singing? In other words, singing should uplift you. Singing should make you feel wonderful,
yeah.
You know, instead of like crying in your beer and so forth, you know, as such. You know, and we can do that too in the world, but in our civilization there is no such thing as a negative connotation
to
anything.
There are no sad songs.
Yeah, for example... I'll give you an example of one thing which is very important to me, and that's pornography. There is no such thing as pornography in the civilization outside of the world. Pornography is a very interesting word, and it's connected with the word procreation, because supposedly bodies procreate. But you see, the people who engage in pornography are the actors. They are the procreators. They are the professionals to show you how the creation act comes about.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, they are the procreators, so to speak. Pornography, on the other hand, means very simply that you are poor, P-O-R, and the N means that you are in. In other words, you are poor in, and then O stands for orgasm. So you are poor in your O or orgasm, and then the last word is graph. See? And you ask why? Unless we have pornography.
Oh, my goodness.
You are very poor in your orgasm graph. In other words, it's like way down, not working at all. So, supposedly, you're watching these pictures. That's how insane it really is. See? So, a song, getting back to what we're saying, is not directed to those kind of feelings and ideas. Don't have them. See? That doesn't exist. Any kind of, you know, there's no such thing as someone becoming heartbroken from a relationship, because the beings don't have those types of feelings and emotions. The feelings of the spiritual being essentially begin with happiness and go upward. Okay, do we have time for one more here real quick?
Do you want to do it now or after the break?
I want to do it now.
There's okay, well, let's do it now then.
After the break, we'll have Strictly Ups.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is called Auld Lang Syne, and it goes like this. And it deals with the spiritual beings coming to understand and know each other once again as who they truly are. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Well, I think not. There is no way, or could there ever be, that I could forget what is me and mine. The illusion came, it saw, and it conquered me and mine, but only for a little while. And now we're going home, to a great big smile from all our friends that the illusion thought were forgotten so long ago. So now we find our illusion in dismay indeed, for now it knows that what I said so long ago is true indeed. It thought we were fools at that time, but now it sees that we were only biding time. It's watched us destroy the things around us that tried to hurt us in a frightful way, the psychic nuisances everywhere. And it knows that when we're through, that all will be gone and nothing will be left indeed. So let us drink a cup of cheer indeed and sip from the fruits of all we sowed. For as we head into the last few years of our sojourn here, we face an illusion thoroughly laced with fear. As we break the electric grasp that it has upon us still, the illusion loses face and we proceed to make it ill. It was nothing but static electricity at best, but it thought it was something smart indeed. For it held us by the very nature of what we are, and now we find out just who we are and what we are. We are originally from a land thoroughly cleansed of greed and despair, and with darkness and the light handled for good, we can go back there. So now my song comes to an end as we begin to look around the bend. And so, my huckleberry friend, We are no longer mooning each other, for the end is near, and so is the illusion cheer.
What's forever for?
Well, forever is for love.
Sounds good to me.
Now, the initial spiritual being who actually channeled to me or contacted me, I have since found out was my forever lover, someone that I've been with for probably upwards of 35 trillion years.
Oh, wow.
Which is why I could actually recognize her when she came through 11 years ago, although I couldn't remember her name or what she looked like.
You talk about forever love, there's no 7 trillion year itch.
Absolutely none.
Amazing.
No, we're talking about beings that are together forever, never even think of having an argument. The concept doesn't even come up. And this is one of the reasons why, because there is a foundation to the civilization itself. And as I am old enough to have been around since the beginning of that entire civilization and was actually one of the founders of it, I can actually attest to how wonderful this works. So these ideas completely are within my heart center, so to speak. This is how it goes. This is what it's about between males and females in a truly advanced civilization. There is peace forever. All males and all females are in total harmony forever. There is peace all around because the strongest thing there is the natural joining of the male and the female together. Because all things are wonderful forever, the males and the females want to be with each other even more. And each time they are united with each other in sexual harmony, things become even more wonderful for everyone. Because the most natural thing there is for the male and the female to be joined together as often as possible. Everyone is assured of unending happiness forever. Which brings about even more joining because every male has so much to share with every female. And every female has so much to share with every male. Because everyone is in love with everyone else anyway, there is constant sharing and giving of love to all. Ultimately, the male and the female find the one who most closely matches them. And when that happens, the sexual union between the two of them is so incredible that it brings ecstasy and joy to everyone else as well. And as this just keeps happening over and over again, the joy and the ecstasy just keep getting greater, which brings even more lovers together, and it just keeps on going forevermore, with everyone being constantly enriched by everyone else's love life. And so it just goes on forever, getting better and better every day, thus ensuring peace forever and a life of ecstasy and happiness for everyone, with no possibility whatsoever that they will not find their one true beloved and be blissfully happy forever, making love and enjoying each other in every way possible, knowing full well that their happiness and their ecstasy are the very thing that will make it possible for all others to have a life of ecstasy and happiness as well. And thus it can be no other way. So every male and every female is free to enjoy themselves forever and have maximum happiness and ecstasy forever. And thus it can be no other way. And it just goes on forever and the happiness and the ecstasy only get greater, which means that all males and all females are that much more in love with each other. And thus peace is not only assured, but actually becomes greater, which makes everything even more wonderful. And it just goes on and on forever, and thus a civilization is guaranteed forever. Because its number one building block is not only in place, but keeps expanding forever, which assures the civilization of being in eternal bliss and harmony, which only brings more of everything. And thus it goes on forever.
Now that's a great definition of forever.
Isn't that wonderful?
So you don't even have words like jealousy or hate or anger.
It's a whole different language as such. And it's a language that is based upon nice soft sounds that make wonderfulness upon the ears. I'll give you an example. This is another part of the civilization. There is music everywhere. It is available to all. There is music in the air and in life itself. The trees put forth their own special brand of sound. The flowers and everything else do as well, and even though it is silent, and that it cannot be heard, it adds to the air the most beautiful of smells. It brings about the most glorious of sights and makes everything feel so good to the touch that everyone is enjoying everything so much that they want to live forever. And as everything that is felt, smelled, seen, heard, or any one of a number of other things like that, gets even better every time it is sensed, and feels even better every time it is sensed, the civilization is guaranteed forever. Because everything is feeling everything else along with everything else they do with each other. And as every time is even more delightful than the last, everyone is looking forward to the new delights they will feel, and thus everyone knows the civilization will go forward because there's always something to look forward to. And that only adds more to the delights of the present. And as the future is a thing unto itself, it then feels that it is a part of the present as well. And by being supremely happy, it will make everyone else that much more happy. It is then free to be as happy as it can be, and thus only adds to the civilization, guaranteeing further that it will go on forever. And here's one more. I guess I have a couple more. Everything is superb forever. There is gloriousness everywhere. There is something in the air that causes everyone to be happy forever. All the males and all the females are in love with each other forever. All the animals are in love with each other as well. And everyone is as happy as they could be because of the great love that all things have for each other. The trees and the flowers are in love with each other. All things contribute to each other because of the incredible happiness they have, which is abundant in anything and everything. All is glorious forever because the happiness just keeps increasing every day. Because the flowers only grow more beautiful. The trees flourish even more, and this makes everyone even happier. There is a harmony of all things no matter where they are, and it is like a crescendo of sound that seems to make ever more beautiful sounds, which makes everyone even happier. And so it goes on forever, with everything loving every other thing even more. And as this adds to the civilization even more, the civilization is guaranteed that much more of being eternal. And as the civilization is a thing unto itself, it loves everything as well. And thus it literally guarantees itself, because it is not a thing outside that everything is a part of, but literally is a part of itself, which ensures its foreverness, because it is constantly contributing to everything, and thus has a reason for existing which goes beyond anything that it could ever be on its own. And through that contributing allows itself to expand over and over again and be as happy as it could ever be, because it will know that its unlimited happiness will be the source of the unending happiness of everyone who makes up that civilization, including itself. And thus happiness is assured forever, because even the civilization itself is happy all the time. And if the single largest component of the civilization is happy all the time, it is then very easy for all the other members of the civilization to be happy all the time. And thus the civilization, along with all of its members, including itself, goes happily on forever. This one is about glory. There is glory everywhere. Everyone is feeling wonderful all the time. There is even more music in the air because everyone is an accomplished musician. And even though their sounds are only heard by those who wish to hear them, the sounds themselves contribute totally and completely to everything else around. And as sound itself increases in wonderfulness every time someone plays it or even listens to it, the wonderfulness of everything grows even greater every time someone sings a song or plays a note on any musical instrument. Thus the civilization itself grows even greater because its members are constantly making new sounds. Because the sounds themselves are constantly being recorded, they serve as the basis for the past. Because the present is constantly being recreated, anything of the present is almost instantly something of the past. Thus everyone looks forward immensely to the future. They glory in everything in the present, and because the past was once both the present and before that was the future, it is filled with the glory of both, and with that of the civilization as well. As both the civilization and the past are things unto themselves, and are contributing to everything else, they are not the whole that everything else is contributing.
Thus they are free to be as happy as they could be, knowing full well that their happiness will make everything else eternally happy as well. Thus the past and the civilization will go happily on forever, for as a contributor they will benefit in the same way as everything else, and will actually become happier with each passing moment, and will glory in the happiness of everything else forever. And thus with the present, the future, and the past totally happy forever, the civilization itself is not only guaranteed further of its existence forever, but is guaranteed as well in a totally and completely clear way of its unconditional happiness forever. That, I think, is enough positivity for right now.
So we're all asking, where can I sign up?
We have a very brief channeling that's going to come through right now for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
One is the spiritual being who channels to me. We wanted to make this tape absolutely jam-packed. Someone doesn't have to listen to the whole tape at once, because that
it's
much positivity.
It's a lot to absorb.
Right. But they can actually go ahead and just play it back over and over again, and just listen to parts of it as a major pick-me-up for the spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is on the level of a being who probably has an IQ of conservatively 15 million.
Okay.
So as a result, as the spiritual being gets that intelligence back, they can listen to this tape and realize the qualities of what they are from the civilization they come from. Because they are literally what make up that civilization. Anyway, here's the channeling. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
On this, the very last night of what we are doing here, we wanted to literally inundate what you would call the world with what we are. And indeed, it has been done. We are here primarily at this particular time just to say that we love you forever. We wanted you to know what you are. We wanted you to know what we are. That's how things really work here. We don't have any problems here. We have no such thing as war here. There is ultimate privacy here at all times. And everything is wonderful and grand all of the time. The world with its hatred and awfulness is the illusion, the thing that doesn't really exist. Even though with all its force and so forth, it tries to make sure that you believe in that to the exclusion of what you truly are. So my blessed friends, Vunman went there this particular lifetime. He arrived, as we have said, a great long time ago, or at least that seems that way to him sometimes, and to some of those who are connected as well, that basically we are here to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to free you. You don't deserve to be there. No form of religion exists for you, the spiritual being, when you are here. If you choose to follow one there, that's perfectly all right. Any belief system you choose to espouse, you may well do that until such time as you discover what you are. And then it will seem kind of silly, to say the very least. But basically, in the meantime, believe what you choose to believe. Accept what you choose to accept. And we are here to free you. We will never require that you believe what we say, because we know how hard that is to do. Bunman will change. He will become literally transformed in the next few weeks. And these tapes will be incredibly valuable, because they will literally be the last time that anything was recorded of a great dimension as such, with his old voice and looking the way that he looked at that particular time. For he will be changing back into the true spirit of what he truly is, assuming his true form in the next few weeks and months, and of course his true voice. And it was very necessary to do what we are doing at this particular time. But you will hear the old Vunman. These will literally be like prehistoric tapes as such. But the information is always current. It always will be. We just wanted to demonstrate with these tapes that Vunman at one time was like you. That he was truly like a form of what is called a human being. Because before very long, the world will no longer see him in that particular way. for the changes will be so great. We will take a man who is currently past 50, and we will literally transform him and put him back to an age around 18 to 20. And we absolutely positively guarantee it. We don't expect you to believe it, but by the same token, we absolutely positively guarantee it. Women will walk the walk, not just talk the talk. And we mean change the whole body completely. I love you all forever. It's a great and wonderful thrill to be able to talk with you again in a truly magnificent way. I love you all forever. And that is the end of this particular discourse, except to say that a major healing is going to begin to take place right now. So here you go. I love you all forever, and that is the end of this particular discourse, except to say, I love you all forever. Okay, the healing will commence. We're working on probably right now a little over 100,000 bodies in the world, including several that are overseas that we have connected. Sarah, we realize your problem right now is such, so we will basically conclude the show with that. Andy, you can just give us a sign when it's time to quit as such. So basically right now, my dear friends, I want to tell you the wonderfulness of what and who you truly are. You are magnificent beings, glorious beings, fabulous beings. You do not deserve to be there. You ended up in the world through no fault of your own. We are here to free you. Why now? The world is not nearly as old as you would think it is. It is the ultimate in special effects, interestingly enough. But by the same token, you will realize that before long, because you will realize your true home is calling. And as a result, we are here to free you. This is the ultimate ET experience, so to speak, or phone home. Roman is basically the telephone. That's all we're saying. He went there to contact you. The reasons for the world existing are completely and totally different than anything you've ever heard before. The reason that we're doing it this way, because the world did originate with us here, we understand that it is a form of hologram, or what you might call a motion picture that you are currently in your body, is a form of character as such that is there. So right now, we are here to free you once more. We truly are. This message itself was actually written several trillion years ago, believe it or not, in preparation for this time. For we have been ready to free you long before the world began and long before you ended up there. So my blessed friends, let me tell you once again that you are forever fully realized divine beings. You need no form of religion. You need no form of spiritual identity other than who you are once you are freed. You don't need anyone to tell you that you need to worship anyone or anything. Church, state, politics, it doesn't matter. All of them are there to contain you as a spiritual being. And you are bigger than the entire world as what you truly are. So my blessed friends, I am no different from you. If I were there right now, I would be sitting somewhere listening to this, or probably not even able to do that, because I wouldn't be up as far as you are right now. I would be in such terrible trouble because of certain things involved with the programming of the world. But what has happened to you, well, it's really going to be rectified very quickly now. Blumen has several powers back. He can literally work on thousands at the same time. And of course, when you look at his body and so forth, you say, well, how is that taking place? Well, the spiritual being is bigger than the entire world, for each one of you are. So as of right now, let me wish you a very happy new year. This is the year 1995. And interestingly enough, this is the 60th birthday of an individual called Elvis Presley. And consequently, we are headed for a major time where we will do things that will make certain things that he did look very tame by comparison in terms of the large crowds that we will draw. I absolutely promise you that. It will be amazing indeed. Some of you are headed for the most spectacular year of your life. And that is absolutely true. Amazing things will happen to some of you this year. The next year after that, well, much the same thing will happen. Those who had amazing things happen this year, it will be even more amazing the next year, and so forth and so on. So, Sarah, how are you doing right now?
Sorry, I got a little choked up over there.
Perfectly all right.
That was, I guess to put in body terms, a lot to swallow tonight.
Well, we wanted it that way. See, we're going to charge more for this particular tape, probably two or three times what the other individual tapes will cost. And the reason is because of the quality of what is there. In other words, we want it to be there as such so the person truly values what is there. And if you charge a certain amount more than something else in the world, suddenly someone says, oh, that's value. How wonderful.
That's true.
We don't even have money here where I'm talking to you from, but basically in the world you have to deal with things accordingly. So we'll tell you how to operate and set that up as well. That tape will be very valuable, though. Meaning the one that's being created tonight.
This one tonight, I was thinking, is better than some of my meditation tapes.
It has cost Boonman probably conservatively about maybe $2 or $3 billion to put this together. Because that's how much in lost earnings, you know, he has lost by doing it this way other than other ways with his schools and so forth.
Wow.
So it's a very valuable tape.
I'm gonna treasure it. I'm going to guard it all the way home because sometimes the programs do like to play games with my tapes.
Well, you're absolutely right.
So, y'all, if you heard it tonight, you were privileged to hear it first and live. If not, call my office, and we will get a copy out as soon as we can. Like tonight, I will start copying. And it's the last night, so thank you so much for being with us. Look for Voonman on TV and radio and in magazines. And until we see Voonman again, good night and be well, San Diego.
Talk radio for San Diego, AM 1000 KCEO, Vista.